Now, there's the other part of it. Remember that we're dealing in a communication formula with somethingness and nothingness. So the other part of R15 is a more vital part to the improvement of his perception. People are always going towards somethingness, and they're never going toward nothingness. But to get a perfect duplicate of himself, it would be necessary for a thetan to look at nothingness. A perfect duplicate of a thetan would be nothingness. So this awareness unit would best look at a nothingness. So after we've had him copy things around for a little while, how long would you do this, by the way? It doesn't matter. The only way you can err is not do it long enough. You got that? You can err by not doing it long enough. You can't err by doing it too long. So you could do it 15 minutes, fine. 20 minutes, half an hour. But not 2 minutes. Not once. You know, not two commands like that. Do it for a little while. Till he gets guys uncomfortable doing this. And he says, yeah, he's feeling cocky, you know. And now you say, now can you find a nothingness anywhere around you there? Well, normally it's a great triumph for a thetan to have made nothing out of something, so he has always kept what he considers a nothingness around, sort of tucked there in close, you know, to admire the fact that once in a while he did make nothing of something at one time or another. And you say, you find a nothingness, the auditing command, after you've done this, copy it, you know, is find a nothingness somewhere around you there? Yes, he says, yeah, sure. All right, you say, copy it. Copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. Again, again, again. Now, you can tell him to do what he wants to do with those nothingnesses. You say, just do with him what you want to do. Okay, he says. You say, all right, now find another nothingness. Find another one. You got it, Doc? All right, copy it, copy it, copy it again, copy it again, copy it again, copy it again. Now, because he's never looked at nothing, he will get an astonishing shift of vision quite often while doing this process. And this will startle him. It'll also amuse and interest him very much because it's right up his alley. He's making up a good duplicate at the other end of that communication line, a duplicate of himself. And he's been trying to do this for years, and the world kept forcing him into making something, and he was always trying to make nothing to some degree. All right, you have him do that, 10 minutes, something like this, you know? And he's feeling pretty good now. That's fine. And we would then go, as soon as he could do that adequately. You understand, communication lag doesn't cease to be a principle. Scientology and Dianetics do not cease to be a principle simply because we've got somebody 3 feet back of his head. The auditor's code still holds. Everything still holds. See? Two-way communication holds. You find out the biggest communication change you get in anybody will be 3 feet back of your head when he is, because he starts to communicate very rapidly with you. And he isn't going through all these body bypasses. So he just starts talking straight at you.